Last time I checked it, I think it was like at 199, so just barely on the line.
I don't even know what high cholesterol is. I know that I don't have it, surprisingly.
It's 200. Yeah, you're supposed to have less than 200.
Yeah. Last time I went, they said, surprisingly. The doctor's like, yeah, surprisingly, you don't have a high cholesterol.
They told me I have the best cholesterol they've ever seen.
The best cholesterol, huh? I have the best cholesterol. Dude, they're an idiot. That's like coming into the hospital, you're like, you know what? I have the best cancer.
It's totally different.
It's one of all of them. I'm the best cancer of all.
First of all,
you're an idiot. Of anybody.
I don't.
So dumb.
They just said, "Hey, man, we took a picture of your cholesterol. Look at it. It is really nice looking." And I was like, "Wow, that is really nice looking."
None of that makes sense.
Oh god,
all of that's false.
You're so dumb. You are so dumb.
I don't think they take a picture of it. First of all,
I'm not a camera. Real little camera.
That's not. They don't take a picture of cholesterol. That doesn't exist.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That's like going to the one beach. Of those
photo booths. To see at weddings and shit.
There's going
to
be like
four of them.
It's like going to the beach and putting sunshine on a jar and bringing it home. It doesn't work like that.
It does. You have sunshine in a jar, baby.
No.
I've already started the podcast recording, so this will be nice.
We didn't even introduce what the podcast is or anything.
Don't we have an ad for like fucking, I don't know.
We haven't recorded yet. We can record it after.
I thought we were going to do an ad for something.
And then they put it in where they want it.
Who?
Zencaster.
Oh!
No, not Zencaster.
Anyway, this is the Top Spot Podcast. Our first episode ever. First one ever. Three idiots are going to fucking talk shit to each other. Listen to one idiot's crazy stupid stories.
No.
Always a good story out of that guy.
I just had a bad experience with my Uber driver again. This is really getting out of hand. This is really getting out of hand. I mean, it's every fucking day. It's like it's not like they just can come in and give me the food and get the fuck out. They have to fuck it up
Why
somehow.
Are they coming in?
You know what I mean. I mean, come to the house.
I mean, yes, hang out with the pizza driver too on the weekends.
To the front gate, hand me the food, and I mean just. Everything goes normally. Hand the food and leave. Okay. No, every fucking time. Like this, I mean, just now, I ordered food. I ordered a sandwich, which, by the way, this time it came with no mayo. And it's unbelievable.
All right, hold on. Let's stop real quick. So, Scott, we're going to come back to this. We're going to come back to the story, Sergio. But we have more pressing matters on our hands. Scott has purchased a michelada. Yes. Educate the unfamiliar.
So basically, I actually don't know what a michelada is supposed to be. I think it's just a spicy beer.
Sergio?
No, it's not.
Well, what is it?
Jesus Christ.
Well, what is it?
God. Michelada is it's beer with lemon, and it's, depending on the area, you can put in like clamato, or you can put in that soy sauce and shit like that.
Soy sauce?
Yeah, depending on the area you are. But here in the north... Here in the north part of Mexico. Oh, you're saying China's in the north, you idiot?
North China.
I don't know what you're talking about. Jesus North Christ. Korea. Okay, Korea?
Oh, God.
Well, you're talking about soy sauce. I feel like we're eating a Chinese dish here.
So michelada is basically just beer and lemon and salt.
Okay. Well, this is some kind of salt because there's no like tomato or soy sauce attached to this. This is like, but this
seasoned
one's
salt, like Old Bay, maybe?
Yeah, it might be Old Bay or fucking cancer or fucking typhoid.
Asbestos.
Yeah, I bought it at a swap meet in San Diego, and the guy like had it under the table. It's supposed to have weed or THC in this, 200 milligrams of THC in this little bag.
Jeez. If you can see this little bag, it is about the size of a postage stamp.
And it's just pure adrenaline. So I'm going to pour that into this cup.
Pour into the cup. Oh, there it goes.
Obviously, you're going to do all of it. You know, you can't.
What kind of beer did you get a Pacifico?
Of course I got a Pacifico.
What would you have used? A Tecate?
What? I'm not getting vitamin T today.
No. I mean, it works. It works.
Yeah.
I would have gone with a Pacifico works actually. I'm not going to say it doesn't. It works just fine.
You just wanted to try to give him shit.
No, it's just, I mean, it's just weird to me to see people in the U.S. drink Pacifico because it's
really
it's weird.
I like it's one of my favorite beers.
Yeah, most, Corona. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm. That's my point. Most people in the U.S. go for Coronas when they think about Mexico. Oh, Corona.
Pacifico is not as big here yet. They didn't even sell in Chicago until like last year's first time I saw it.
Yeah, but it tastes way better.
I'm a big Pacifico fan. Yeah.
Look at those bubbles.
It's a lot of bubbles. It looks like fucking lava. It looks dangerous because the sediment from the powder, the sediment from the powder is attached to the bubbles now.
And oh my goodness.
It looks bad.
Scott's in for a wild ride.
Oh yeah, I've also got perfect.
Oh, that's old. That's
perfect amount. Good.
All right, boys.
So how fast can you down this thing? You gonna chug it?
No, I don't think I can chug it.
All right, you start working on that, Sergio. You got some sort of Uber Eats story to tell that you
were I don't even want to go back to that
story though. Because every single day now,
it's not even a story. It's not even a long story, but I mean, it's very simple. There's a house number. All right, let's just say the number is 5555. All right, so
which is my house?
My house is in the middle of the street. I mean, it's the same distance from one corner to the other corner. So the idiot literally, this is the second time it's happened to me in the same way, drives, turns into the street, it just stops, looks at the first house, it just fucking sits there for 10 fucking minutes. And I'm looking at the thing on the fucking side of the app, and I can see him just sitting on the corner. So I peek out the window and I can see his dumb ass just sitting there. So I walk out. I'm fucking waving at him like an idiot, and he sees me.
Like
he doesn't.
Like a 5-year-old watching her dad go to work.
Exactly.
Leaving the house for the morning, going to work.
It's like I'm a fucking mom, and my kid has just got into the little bus, and I'm saying goodbye to him. I'm waving at this motherfucker. He doesn't move, and I have to walk like 5 houses. I'm like, hey, I'm right here.
You can't call him.
I'm right here. Well, I mean, yeah. I guess, well, you can call them, but they don't answer because they're fucking driving.
They
deliver in a motorcycle. They don't do a car. So they
a motorcycle. They
can't actually pick up the fucking car.
You should just get a pile of rocks at the end of your fucking gate.
And no,
just
hold on.
Throw hold it on. At the guy.
Fuck it.
And
so rocks down the street. Numbers on your house.
The guy finally like gets closer to me. I mean, he literally drove like 2 houses because I already walked half the block. And he's like, first thing he says to me is like, Sergio, who do you think it is, man? I'm the only motherfucker yelling at you. I'm the only guy out here.
Okay, is that you?
Yeah, Sergio, is this you?
Sergio, is that you?
Yeah, he's Russian too, by the way.
Sergio, is that you?
I've got a question. All right, number one, how many different drivers have you experienced this same situation with?
I don't think I've ever had the same driver twice.
Okay. Do you think that if you put like a sign like in between the street and your house,
I'm thinking a flag with his face on it.
Yeah, or like the house numbers. Like just waving in the wind, fucking Uber Eats.
Well, you know how when you put in your address, there's a little spot there where you put directions. And my directions are, I mean, my car is outside, is this car and this model with this license plate, and literally my car is parked right outside the house.
Maybe you should put the color of the house.
It's the well, why don't you I mean, do this? Besides
that signal.
That's it's nice. The only silver car in the whole fucking block. It's the only one. Only silver one. So I put that as a reference. It's a silver car right out front.
Nah, I guess that's too hard to see for some people.
I mean,
yeah,
I don't
but
know.
You're ordering, like, okay, this is the same chicken sandwich you get every day, I'm assuming?
Yeah, it's the same place, yeah. It's fucking bomb, dude.
With mayonnaise.
Every time. I didn't get mayonnaise this time.
So this guy orders the same chicken sandwich every day without mayonnaise, and he gets it delivered every day with mayonnaise.
Do you think that maybe since they fuck it up every time, that maybe you're the problem?
I'm not out there making the fucking sandwich. I just order like a customer, regular customer.
I'm not saying it's for sure, but you might be doing it wrong.
How am I doing it wrong?
You tried capital letters, like I've tried, all caps, no, exclamation points, even the Mexican exclamation points that are upside down, they're like lowercase I's just dragged a little lower.
So I even went Spanglish, so to make sure, just in case the fucking cook doesn't speak Spanish, I just put no mayo. No mayo, that's it. I didn't go mayonesa. Or mayonnaise. I go, no mayo.
How do you spell mayo?
Same way, M-A-Y-O. Yeah.
Just how like you have to say it mayo then? You didn't say anything in Spanish. You're not leaving a fucking voicemail.
He should. It would get fucked up.
You should put it in Spanish. He's like, what the fuck is mayo?
What do you mean, what the fuck is mayo?
I want an OJ Mayo jersey.
It's spelled exactly the same way.
It's self-explanatory.
How is it Spanglish? It's just English.
No, it's both. You can't fuck it up at this point. If somebody says mayo, you get it.
It's not like an accent over one letter.
I'm not saying no to the month of May. It's like it's the same spelled the same way. It's the only way you can fuck this up. The month of May, it's mayo. Mayonesa, it's mayo. Same shit. It's food. It means mayonnaise.
I understand that part. I'm not disputing the meaning or how it's pronounced. What I am disputing is if it's spelled mayo, M-A-Y-O in English, and mayo, M-A-Y-O in Spanish, how does he know the fucking difference?
There is no difference. That's my point.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe he doesn't speak English.
Are you already drunk? Jesus Christ.
It's the same as speaking English. It doesn't matter if he understands one or the other, because he knows what the other one is no matter what. Mayo's mayo.
I haven't even seen him take a sip. I think he's already.
I think you have to put mayonnaise. Or mayonnaise. Yeah, there you go. Another thing I missed was the at the end.
Anyway, I had to walk all the way to the end of the street to get my fucking food. And I can't believe I still tipped him. See? I'm a nice guy. I still tipped him.
Oh, wait. No.
I mean,
it was deep.
It was already done on the app. I mean, it's like I gave him cash, but I could have gone back and just take it back.
Should have,
because it's stupid.
How much was the sandwich?
This guy smoking weed. Sandwich was a THC michelada.
Sandwich was like, I don't know, like almost $5, almost.
And how much did you tip him?
$1.
Ooh, he passes.
20%. 20%, man. 20%. That's how it goes.
That's 20%.
I mean, he shouldn't have gotten shit. I should have just kicked him off the bike and just take the bike myself. Let me show you how to deliver, dumbass, and just fucking take off.
Here's your tip. Learn to read, dumbass.
Throw his phone in the river.
I think it's possible that if you put better instructions in the order, there's better ones.
I don't understand how can I get better.
Write a paragraph. Like, put in all the, hey, dumb motherfucker, when you drive by my house again, back the fuck up. You're going to miss it, obviously, because your cousin did.
Once I tried, I called him. Like, as soon as he got to the restaurant, I called him because he's off the bike. And I was like, hey, my house in the middle of the street is this house and this house and this and this and this. Give him all the directions. He's like, yeah, man, I'm on my ways. I'm like, yeah. It's going to be great. I'm going to get my food. Yeah. I'm excited. Yeah.
Guys, should be that excited.
You haven't eaten in a month.
Or you just won the fucking Super Bowl.
You know, carry off the field with his getting a chicken sandwich.
Place order, yeah.
You don't understand, man. I've been ordering since I moved here. It's been what, 7 months now, 6 or 7 months, and no, actually, it's been 8 months. And since I've moved here, every fucking time I order food, it's the problem. I have not had one smooth transaction.
I don't think it's like your area problem though, because it never goes right for me. I fight these people on every single order I place on DoorDash, Grubhub, anything. I gotta fight these people.
Yeah, but they find the building at least, right?
Sometimes. Not like the guy when we ordered pizza. That guy had no idea what was going on.
He's on the
wrong side of the city. Saying, how do I get to your apartment? Dude,
is that the one that said GPS? He was just like, I'm not going to deliver it?
No. He called in and said, after he got to the restaurant, I don't think I can deliver it. I'm like, what the fuck? What do you mean you can't deliver it? Why did you go to the restaurant in the first place? I'm like, what did you go to the restaurant to begin with? He's like, I just got here, but I don't think I can deliver it. I was like, what, are you just going to keep it? I mean, you're going to pick it up and just keep it to yourself?
Oh, that's your pizza now?
That's a fucking racket right there, man. Just fucking. That's how you get free food. I got to feed the kids tonight. I'm gonna get on DoorDash and let's see who has the best order. Who likes what I like?
You know what? I'm gonna interview one of these guys one of these days. I'm just gonna ask him, dude. What the fuck are you thinking when you don't read the comments? When you read the comments or don't read the comments? Do you even read them? Can you read?
I feel like if we put a GoPro on Sergio and just have him live his life.
Like the Truman Show?
Even like the Truman Show. It's more.
It's like first insane. Person. Just you yelling at homeless people and religious people and just
fighting priests or whatever the hell you do.
Fighting priests over burritos. They won't take as a donation.
What the?
Or whatever the fuck it was. And you're just cussing people out at your bank that's 700 miles away.
Oh, God, dude. You guys are just trying to make me more even more mad talking about the bank.
One bank in Mexico is the only bank for you.
Yeah.
So you make a bank run, you're gone for a week.
And I've been wanting to switch banks, but I can't because it's so much hassle to open a fucking account and getting a card. I just can't do it.
You can just name a random word and he just starts getting mad at it. Oh, speaking of banks, fuck banks.
Homeless people, oh my God. Religious groups, them sons of bitches with their burritos. Trying to give me free burritos for my donation.
They weren't free.
Well, you gave him a donation.
Right. Well, we let's not get into that guy. Jesus Christ.
Let's not talk about that for years. So let's just keep spreading them out over time.
No.
We're already 17 minutes in. We haven't even gotten to one person's pick yet.
We need to do our topic, man.
We got a topic, and our topic was so initially we were gonna start something super wholesome, super, super, easy, simple. So we picked top fast food restaurant or fast food item. Top fast food item. And Sergio had to go, oh, of course, it's fast food item.
Hey, hold on. That wasn't me. That was Scott.
Wait, I just wanted to know. I wanted the rules to be clear. But then Sergio's like, well, what about this? Well, what about this? I can get this. And immediately started an argument at the first sign of a suggestion. Not happening. So
at that point, there was no way to make clear-cut rules because for best fast food item, so we had to go to best drive-through item.
See? That makes sense.
So now there's a clear qualifier.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, have a drive-through.
I guess
I cannot wait to hear what bullshit Sergio's going to
do. No, dude. I mean,
what I've been waiting for 3 days.
What are you talking about?
Hold on. Take it easy. All I'm saying is, I know it's going to be fucking stupid.
It's going to be the dumbest thing of all time.
It's going to be like something that nobody orders ever.
It is the orange pie at the McDonald's.
He's the motherfucker that's holding up the fucking line at McDonald's.
Because they have to make something they haven't made in a year.
Off-menu item, some fucking secret menu item at McDonald's, like with coffee and fucking chicken mix or some shit.
I'm gonna stop you right there, and I'm gonna say that at the beginning, when I started brainstorming what I wanted to say, my first thought was, yes, something that hasn't been made in like 5 or 10 years.
Yep.
Just to be a prick.
Not surprising.
No, it was really good, and it was only 89 cents back then. So I mean, I thought it was the best thing
what
ever.
What year was this? The 30s? It was only 89
cents. This was the first Whopper.
Price was not a fucking factor in this poll. No, but wait, hold on. It was 89 cents.
I can spend a nickel and then still have change left over to catch the train home and buy a newspaper.
Exactly.
It's going to come up with some dog shit food, but wait, hold on, guys, before you tear it apart. It's only 89 cents, and that was going to change our fucking minds.
Oh, whoa. 89 cents. Whoa. Chicken rings. Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, you guys said best drive-through item, so that was the best one I could think of because at that point, I was broke and I was young, and 89 cents was like, that's perfect. Let me get 4 of those. I can eat for like three days.
Is the best because you can afford it? I mean,
well, I mean, back then.
Price is not a factor. Just what's the best thing you can think?
Well, right. I mean, now it's like,
we're gonna start Sergio.
First of all, I already know you guys are gonna talk shit regardless of what I say. I can name the best item, and you guys are gonna say like, "Oh, that's dog shit," or something like that.
Say something delicious, and I might go, "Holy shit, Sergio's right."
Fuck no. Nobody's gonna like my shit because I'm weird.
You're gonna say fucking something stupid. You're gonna say, "Oh, there is one taco cart down here. They serve shrimp cocktail.
You can drive through it.
It's a little cart, so you can just drive right through. Crash into the cart and drive through it."
All right. You guys ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
I'm absolutely ready.
It's a combo. It's not just one item.
Fine. I don't even give a fuck.
It's the entire menu at KFC.
No, dude. I mean, the one thing that I always, like, the reason why I always went to the drive-thru to get this, like, quick, easy, because it tastes, to me, it tastes great, it's the... He's already laughing.
What is this, like a commercial? For me, when I go out and get fast food items, I always drive through my favorite restaurants.
So much exposition in what he's saying. Like, oh, he's really got to build this shitty item up before he tells us it was the best. It tasted good to me, not to anybody
it's
else.
It's the best. He's really putting on a pedestal right now.
Yeah.
All right, so I always go for it's McDonald's, McDouble, and a McAfee. Vanilla McAfee.
A McAfee.
I knew this guy was going to say McAfee.
God damn it. How did... Oh, wait. Okay.
I was going to preface everything by saying, if I hear Sergio say McAfee on his fucking pick, I am punching my monitor where his face is right now.
Well, let's just put aside the fact that he's drinking coffee and eating a cheeseburger at the same time, which is one of the weirdest fucking things I've ever heard. Let's not even consider that.
Have you ever tried it?
I had a fucking McAfee.
Yeah, cheeseburger and the McAfee.
At the same time, because nobody does that. I didn't even think they would serve you that.
What are you talking about?
You know what time it is? Either I mean,
sir, you can't have coffee with a cheeseburger.
Either item. Which one do you want? We're not giving you the other one.
You can pick one. This is an ethics thing. We decided this is fucked up.
You get a Coke or an Egg McMuffin like a fucking real American. That's it.
Sir. First of all, I'm not an American.
Fine.
But if the drive-thru girl would have told me you can only pick one, I would have said, fine, just give me whichever you want. Because
that's how it works.
And then digits. She's a drive-thru girl.
Yeah. The drive-thru girl was...
I guess I picture someone like walking through the drive-thru at like Chick-fil-A. The drive-thru girl. Yes. Anyways, the McAfee is absolutely disgusting. It's some of the worst coffee you can get from any place.
I'm not a coffee drinker, but I like it.
Because it tastes like fucking ass.
I don't like it because it doesn't taste like coffee. It tastes like shit.
It's the worst. Dude, you could fucking get one of those old school glass ones, pour old coffee, and it would taste better than that garbage.
Like a French roast?
No. No.
Canadian French roast. Definitely
not. Like I said, I'm not a coffee drinker. I've never been a coffee drinker, but I liked it. One day I had it because I was fucking falling asleep and I just got it for no reason. And I liked it and I just kept getting it. I would literally, when I was living in San Diego, the McDonald's was, maybe two blocks away. And since I started work at 6 a.m., I would wake up 5-10 minutes earlier, go to get a McAfee and then come back to work.
Oh my god.
You planned your day around the McAfee.
Yeah.
Whole day was gonna go to shit if he didn't get that McAfee.
Yeah, he would show up to work, he'd be throwing his motorcycle helmet around.
You said it's 5:30, 6 o'clock. Who's ordering cheeseburgers?
I couldn't get one, so I just got the coffee. I just got the McAfee.
Oh, nothing else. I want a cheeseburger with this coffee. Never heard that.
You said
before.
your pick was a McDouble and a McAfee.
Yeah,
right.
This is when I
narrow it down.
Those are special days. Apparently, the McAfee obviously was the standard.
Well, you know how
if he got there after fucking noon.
Well, you have to understand that junk food tastes better when you're drunk. So that was a drunk.
That's obviously true.
Oh yeah, I was a drunk. I mean, drunken food going home.
Okay.
Just because because I was obviously drinking and driving, so I had to get a fucking coffee.
Well, that's a good thing to say. That's a smart move.
That's all right.
You know. Oh, you know me.
Wow. Yeah. 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 McDoubles are tasty.
I love the McDoubles. No pickles.
Oh, you gotta have the pickles. That's what makes the McDouble.
No, fuck the pickles.
Get that tangy crunch.
You want to talk about something that tastes like ass? Talk about pickles. I saw Brandon in a fucking raw pickle once, and I was like, fuck that.
Turn you off of pickles forever. Yeah.
So
I am never doing that shit again.
You're not sexually comfortable with pickles.
No, it's not that. I mean, the way he was enjoying it, I was like, god damn, boy. it doesn't taste right. That's all I'm saying.
Started to get a little sweaty.
It doesn't taste right. Man, I was like, I was watching TV. I was watching Monday Night Football. I had to go to my room and fucking just fall asleep.
He was watching the Mayweather fight, and then, which is like $89, but he saw Brandon eating that pickle. He's like, it's the entire fight.
Who won? I can stop looking at the pickle.
No. Couldn't
do it. What's wrong with pickles? Pickles are fantastic. Things in general are fantastic.
I hate them. No, well, those don't come with mayo. I hate mayo. I hate pickles. I just can't stand them.
This is almost done, by the way.
Ooh, the micheladas make it a sudden run to the end zone.
Yeah.
How you feeling, big guy?
I'm I smoked that joint, so I'm still high. So, but I don't know if that's making me higher.
It's probably just fucking Old Bay in a bag. And he's like, ooh, this marijuana's here, boy.
Give me $20 and don't tell anyone where you got this. That's basically what he told me. He had to pull it out from under his fucking dirty table.
Where was this?
The swap meet over at
the swap meet. Arena. Like you drive like cars and
shit. It's like a flea market.
Yeah.
I don't know. It sounds like just
it's like an outdoor. Market. It's like an outdoor dirt mall.
Swap meet sounds like you like go and like swap blankets for goods.
You can trade stuff, I guess, if you really want to.
Yeah, you can't trade stuff. This is not the fucking 30s. You don't go in there. You go there and buy shit. People set up their little stands. And you buy shit. You don't trade.
There's dudes that had signs said, "We'll trade.
We'll trade.
We'll trade ass. We'll trade some ass for
ass grass or cash." Ass grass.
There's a lot of garbage there, though. I've never seen the stands where it's like dudes selling like old car parts or like a broken bike. It's just their garbage.
you should see
the swap meet at my handlebar.
You guys should see the swap meet that sets up like a couple bucks in my house. It's fucking dirty as shit, man. You see these guys like show up with fucking buckets of fruit and just like grabbing with their hands and just selling it like it's fucking Latin and shit. And people are fucking taking it from their hands because they're selling it like dirt cheap. They're like a peso. They're like 1 peso. People just fucking
grab it on their hands.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's a little too. That's too much for me.
I've been there several times because there's really good deals on tools. Like if you find a guy that sells tools, usually
what tools do you need?
Like any tools that you might want. Like
what's the last tool you used?
I bought a drill. I bought a drill. It cost me $25. Brand fucking new. I think it's stolen, but it's fucking legit.
What brand is it?
I think it's a Craftsman. I'm not sure. Can't remember.
It's expensive.
Yeah, I know. I mean, they're expensive regardless because it's not just the drill. It's the other kind that like. Hits harder. I can't remember what it's called.
An impact drill.
There you go. An impact drill. There you go. That's what it is. So those are at least like 150.
What do you need one of those for?
Because I was trying to mount my TV. I didn't because the walls here are cement. I can't just fucking nail it down. I have to drill it. Yeah.
Crushing drill.
Right.
Or the hammer drill. You need a hammer drill to do it.
Is it an impact drill or hammer drill? Make up your fucking mind.
Hammer
anyway.
Well, impact is for torque. Hammer is the for crushing.
I don't know anything about tools.
It's $25 fucking dollars. The guy literally grabbed it from the back seat and just handed it over to me. It was like $25. Like, hurry up.
I just robbed a Sears while I was going out of business.
I think it's stolen. No bag, nothing. I'm fucking walking around with the drill in my hand.
There's that drill boy. Yeah.
Look at that guy. He's got a drill there, boy.
Just like...
Yeah, like
still a security tag on it. It's just
it's a normal day. It's a Tuesday. It's a Monday, actually.
It's a Monday. You're walking around with a fucking drill. Yeah. All right, Scott.
All right, Kyle. Thanks, Scott. All right.
Here we go.
I'm gonna make a prediction here. It's gonna be something with chicken.
It's gonna be something from Texas.
Yeah, so it's gonna come up with some bullshit.
It's
from
gonna be from Whataburger. Yeah, better than
In-N-Out Burger. You know, back in Texas, we make this real great barbecue.
That's why it's called Texas barbecue.
Are you guys done? I didn't even get this early. I didn't even say what I wanted yet.
All right, go ahead.
God damn. The best thing you can buy through a drive-thru, I'm going today, is the Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich.
Oh, I knew it. I fucking knew it. You are an idiot.
There's nothing fucking better.
You're an idiot.
Because
he picked up McAfee,
a cheeseburger and a fucking coffee was his choice.
I called him an idiot. Wait, because I just knew it. I just knew it.
I just remembered that you said a McDouble, if I'm not correct.
Yes.
You cheap son of a bitch. That's one slice of cheese. That's two. You could get the
double cheeseburgers too.
Oh, is it? Oh, whatever. Whatever. That one. Two little patties, like mini patties or whatever the fuck they are.
But only one
mini
cheese.
Patties. And one cheese.
Mini patties. You know, meaty patties.
Hey, if that patty ain't meaty, I don't want it.
Fucking meaty. Do a little meaty patties.
Oh, make it meaty. Let's go.
Oh, no. Anyway, Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich is the best thing you can buy through a drive-thru.
It's very good.
Very good. On brioche. Crispy chicken.
On who?
Brioche bread? It's a bread, Sergio. Different, kind of bigger than a tortilla.
Don't get excited.
Thicker. Thicker than like a tortilla, but thicker.
It doesn't make sense at all. That's just racist, though, by the way.
It's not racist.
Why do you have to compare it to a tortilla, motherfucker? Can't you just compare it to something else?
You understand what I was talking about.
Like a bun? You could just say like a regular hamburger bun, but taller or whatever.
Okay, fine. It's a brioche bun. You got the pickles, which are fire. You got the sauce, fire. Chicken, fire. And that's it, man. For like $2.99, can't beat it. It's the best. You have no arguments. Don't fight me.
No,
there's no argument against this. There isn't.
I don't have an argument with it. I think it's delicious. And it's the pioneer. Every restaurant now is trying to make their own, and none of them have been even as good. So none have been better.
Not close. Mm. It's the best.
It's not even a close second.
Who's he?
I don't know.
Bring it in. He's got it.
He's got it. Bag.
Is that a fucking fried pie? What was that?
No. I got the garden veggie straws.
Why?
Okay.
Because my roommate just showed up.
And she's like, "Hey, you have garden veggie straws?"
Well, she just shitty. No, he said thank you, like he ordered it.
He's like, thank you. He was at a restaurant, and the waitress was dropping off the food, but he was also on a phone call, so he's like,
"Oh, thank you,
thank you."
Yeah. Like he was expecting that to be delivered.
No, she just walked in my room and handed it over to me. What am I going to say? Get the fuck out!
He's like, "Oh, cool." And you went.
Are you bowing to her?
No bowing. It's no bowing whatsoever.
I didn't. That was a weird interaction.
Anyway, going back to the matter at hand. Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich is good, but
there's no but.
The pickles are shit, and the sauce, the sauce is not that great. The chicken is bomb. It's fire.
I will but also the sauce.
The sauce is shit.
It's not spicy enough. First of all, it's not spicy at all for a spicy chicken sandwich.
It's fucking mayo with maybe chipotle or whatever the fuck they put in it.
Yeah, it's just
there's nothing special about it.
They should season the chicken batter with some sort of spice.
They do.
No, it's not, I don't think so. It's not like they're spicy tenders.
Yeah.
Their spicy tenders are nice. No. There's no spice in the chicken sandwich at all.
I think you're not ordering the spicy then.
I always order the spicy.
Where are you ordering this at? In Chicago?
Sometimes I cruise on over to the suburbs. There's a Popeye's right by my mother's.
What does that even matter, though?
I don't know.
They're a franchise. They might have a different recipe.
No, they don't. You just contradict yourself.
In the hood. That's all I'm saying.
You just contradict yourself. If it's a franchise, it's the same shit all over the place.
No, it's spicier in the hood.
Maybe because of fear of getting shot, but it's not the food is not actually spicier.
And maybe you just have a weak tongue.
Yeah, maybe you're just a bitch.
Let me call up your ex-girlfriend real quick. And
once again,
well, you gotta call her back in 1991.
Oh, I remember her name, man. 1991.
Her name. She's in the retirement home now, but yeah, she was nice. Goldie Ruth.
Her name was Ruth.
Wasn't that long ago.
She was born, like, when she was born, she was already like 44.
She was born there, still starting up World War I. Still getting into all that conflict.
Look, let's go back to the sandwich, obviously. People were shooting people over it. Lines for days.
It's true. When it first came out, people were going insane for it.
Yeah, they were shooting people in the drive-thru.
You could get a chicken sandwich.
They went out of stock on chicken. A chicken restaurant went out of, lost stock on chicken. Like, we don't have any more chicken.
They stock one thing, and it's chicken, and they didn't have it anymore. It was gone.
They're not famous for anything else. Not even their dry-ass biscuits.
Oh, they're famous for being dry-ass as fuck and being terrible. They're terrible.
Is that like
just walking through the Serengeti with your mouth open?
It's like when Raising Cane's opened in Santee, the line was ridiculous.
Raising Cane's trash, and they're from Texas too.
Never actually ate Raising Cane's like four times in like a week.
No, I went with you because you had never been there. You son of a bitch!
You ate it like 2 days later again.
Oh, because I was drunk as shit. And I wasn't driving.
So you drove to Santee?
No, there's one in Mira Mesa.
Oh. I thought it was only one.
It's where the...
They just put it there.
Yeah. What used to be there?
I have no fucking clue.
Yeah, it changes that all the time. There's an Irish pub over there at some point.
Oh, yeah, that's where it was. It was that Rockin' Lobster thing.
Yeah, Baja Rockin' Lobster.
Yeah.
Remember that? That gone. It gone.
Yeah, that place is trash.
Fucking Raising Cane. Yeah, Raising Cane is trash. I'll be the first one.
No, Baja Lobster.
I think Raising Cane is pretty delicious, actually.
Okay, I think the idea of Raising Cane's sounds great, but like you have it more than once.
You had it twice in 3 days.
I was drunk both times.
Hold on. When the first restaurant opened in Santee is when we still worked together, and you said, I remember this perfectly, you said, oh, dude, that place is fucking legit. Right. It's from Texas. You gave me all this fucking backstory that I didn't care about. And now you're saying, oh, it's trash?
That's true. Because, like, I was thinking back, like, oh, Texas, it's got to be good. I think it was good when I had it. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. It's trash.
Man, this is a terrible excuse. You're just backpedaling. You're just trying to be difficult.
He's hiding something. He's probably been lying to us all this time and lives behind the Raising Cane's now.
I work there now. All the chicken. I'm trying to get you guys. Never comes. You'll see me fucking.
All that chicken that's about to go bad. They just throw it in Scott's backyard. It just goes back there. Just grabs it every night.
All right, I guess I should move on to my pick.
Oh yeah, what is this gonna be?
Let me get a prediction here.
Is it gonna be a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
No. It's gonna be
grilled cheese.
It's gonna be some shitty hot dog or something like that. All right. I already know this.
It's gonna be some shitty Chicago thing that nobody else eats anywhere.
I already know this. So, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
So I feel like I'm gonna get a. Hold on, I got some sirens going on outside.
That's nice.
Yeah, I can hear it.
Huge stories up in the air. Fucking
tall stories. Yeah.
Police helicopters next to your house.
I mean, I could always close the door. Oh, hold on. Look at this.
Hold on. This is great. Now why don't you bring the camera so we can watch the fight?
Let's see. It's probably a riot in Chicago, so. Somebody's being killed, obviously.
Is Juicy getting beat up again?
Juicy Smollier is getting beat down.
Smollier. Shout out to Dave Chappelle for the best fucking name creation of all time.
Justice for Juicy, baby.
Justice for Juicy. All right, so I feel like I'm going to get a lot of shit from you guys for this pick. Mm-hmm. And It is from a dessert establishment.
Oh my god.
Here we go. Here we go. Jesus Christ.
Why?
It's going to be some dick shaped fucking pie or something.
The biggest banana split they have. Yeah,
I sucked this biggest dick at the Cheesecake Factory once. And I just loved it.
I think this is like coming out, and he's trying to make it a joke.
Like the smell of the pie just made it better.
Oh my god! The Cheesecake Factory, all the pies. It wasn't big or square.
All right, let's go.
Okay. Anyways, dessert establishment.
Hold on! Didn't we say you had a drive through?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Fair enough.
It is a ice cream dish. God. It is from the Dairy Queen.
Oh god, it's a fucking blizzard. I knew it. It's a fucking blizzard. It's a fucking
blizzard. It's a cotton candy blizzard.
Oh god, you didn't even get the fucking yeah, dude.
Mark.
What are you, like a 7-year-old girl?
Oh my god.
Blue and red. Yeah.
Are you wearing a tutu when you go get one?
Flavors. I want blueberry and cherry.
No, it's cotton candy, not blueberry and cherry.
Oh god, man!
What?
Do you put in your ballet shoes when you go get one?
My who? Oh, my ballet shoes.
Your tutu.
What are ballet shoes?
Ballet shoes. I was like, excuse me?
I didn't understand it either. I needed Kyle to translate it.
You guys never get this.
So, cotton candy blizzard. It is.
Never had
so
it
good. They so... always run out, man. Like, have to come back like a year or so.
No,
later.
They don't run out. They just get enough because they know you're coming, and then you don't show up for like a week or two. They're like, oh, that's just gone.
I think someone's doing donuts outside my building right now.
That's nice.
Sounds like the Blair Witch is trying to haunt somebody.
So all I can say, so it's not that they're...
Have you they either you had a cotton candy blizzard?
No, because I'm not a fucking 7-year-old girl.
Yeah, they plan to serve one person a year a blizzard at that establishment of cotton candy. So they order like this much,
dude,
whatever.
You don't
they
even know what you're
with.
Missing. It is so
and they're
good.
Like, we'll have this for years. And they're like, oh, fuck.
That's this guy again.
Kyle?
Is this fucking guy again?
Kyle's back for the fucking cotton candy blizzard, dude. What do we do? We're almost out. Yeah, you better order more. It's not going to be until next year.
You just ship it from Tuesday.
Finland. You got to ship it in from Finland.
Yeah, you know why? Because the Finnish are smart.
I don't think that's true.
They make a lot of good things over there, including one cotton candy blizzard a year.
They've never won a war, though.
Oh, who wins wars?
U.S. back-to-back world wars.
What?
U.S.A.
Back-to-back champions,
U.S.A. U.S.A.
Back-to-back champions. I'm a little confused. God.
How many world wars did you win, Sergio?
Exactly.
Hey, I won the last one against the fucking French in, what is it, like 1741 or something like that?
That's a long time ago.
You won it? Yeah.
You didn't win either, dumbass.
I did.
I know people that were on both sides.
I won the war. I won the war against cancer. How's that? I won a war, bitch.
That's true.
Hey,
fight me on that, huh? Twice, by the way. Kiss my ass.
Fight you on that. Yeah, you gotta calm down. I wasn't gonna fight you on it. You made it worse. Now I want to fight you on something. I don't know about what.
I think we should. We've been planning this for way too long. Me and Scott just grabbing some gloves, beating the shit out of each other.
Me and you. You want to fight me?
Well, yeah, I can take you too. But let's go with Kyle first.
You think you can take me?
Let's go with Kyle first.
All right.
You better fight me first.
No, because Kyle's been this has been going on for way too long. He got number one.
I feel like Kyle's got more stamina than you, though.
He's got the number one pick.
You're too tired. You'll throw two punches and fall over.
Oh, what are you talking? Have you ever been punched? Ever in your life?
Yes.
No, Kyle. Yes. I know you have. You look like you wake up and somebody hits you in the face with a 2x4.
I look beautiful. Look how young I look, though.
No, you don't look young at all.
No, you fucking wrinkles, no bags under my eyes.
Scott, how old are you? Like 48, 49?
At least.
You look 48, 49. See, you know, you don't look younger.
Not true. None of that's true.
You look like Roseanne in like the middle of the, the yeah. middle of the series when she was like at her most brown ragged.
Face. Roseanne in brown face.
That's what the world needs. I hear she's gonna do that in a new special. Show.
When's that fucking show drop? Because Roseanne
that's what
is called, Mexican
Roseanne
woman.
In brown face.
When is that going to be a fucking hit?
That'd be a hit in Mexico for sure. They love Roseanne down there.
No, they fucking don't love Roseanne. Never, probably nobody knows who the fuck that is.
Except everyone for Sergio knows who
Roseanne is. No. If you know, why would anybody
know,
else?
They know.
I know because I lived in the U.S. again with next YouTube ones.
You were here
months.
For like 4 days.
No, I wasn't. Well, it felt like it was five.
All right, so back to Kyle's shitty fucking choice here.
Clear cut winner.
This is almost worse than Sergio's, but no. Because he added the coffee kicker on top of his cheeseburger,
hey,
he loses automatically.
If you never had this, then you can't fucking say anything.
Nobody
You've
else has
ever
had
it.
It.
I've
Nobody
had
else it. Has ever had this.
You've never had a fucking McDouble with a McAfee at the same time.
Nobody's got a double cheeseburger and then holding their fucking McAfee.
Their
except
coffee.
Maybe. A homeless guy who found both items separately on the ground. Like, oh, this cheeseburger, I want the rest of it. Oh, there's a McAfee that's a third empty.
Like, scoot on over there to that McAfee.
Oh, I guess I'm having breakfast and lunch. It's like brunch. Motherfucker.
You can't say you don't like it until you actually have it. You gotta fucking
I don't need
Just have
I
it.
Had both.
Just ha- no, have them together. Have them together. You'll
You've
love
never
it.
Had them together.
What are you Nobody talking? Has. I've had them together, yeah.
I don't even think you can buy them at the same time.
You can't.
You can't if you go at night when you're drunk.
They serve McAfee's all night.
Yeah, they serve McAfee's at any time.
They only serve their fucking hamburgers after 10 o'clock or some shit.
Well, in the morning, yeah.
Worst
but no,
of all time by
well,
the way. That's so dumb.
No, but that's not true. They now they have like 24-hour, like the menu is open 24 hours.
No, none of the ones I've been to.
I think they've changed that back to the old rule.
Oh, it's terrible. Because I'm like, oh, I'll grab some breakfast at the airport from McDonald's. I'll grab a couple of cheeseburgers. Oh, guess what? You can only get a shitty McMuffin. I don't want a fucking McMuffin. I want a double cheeseburger. I want some meat, baby. I want some onions. I want some cheese.
You want the meaty patties? the meaty patties?
Yeah, I want some meaty patties, baby. I want some meaty damn patties. Sausage. I want meaty patties.
Oh, that's the dumbest. Dude. Both y'all suck, man. I don't even know how to vote on this, man.
Well, I think everyone's got.
There's no vote. Let's. You know what? Let's ask the chat. What does the chat think? There's got the people in the chat. What do they think?
Here's what I'll do. You guys ask. Don't even. We'll do a blind test to our family members.
You know
friends.
What? Let's ask my roommate.
Which is the worst? Oh yeah, let's ask Brenda.
Yeah,
let's ask Brenda.
You're in right here, right now, to resolve it.
All
right,
Brenda.
Hold on.
Let's
hold
keep
on.
This on.
He's blowing the conch shell.
No, she's not answering. I don't think she's here anymore. She's not answering.
She's hollering down the fucking hallway. Hey!
She's at fucking Chick-fil-A.
She's probably in her room. She's like, oh no, she's got a pillow over her head.
He's coming again. He's coming back for more.
He's gonna ask me something stupid about McAfee's and cheeseburgers. He's been telling me about this combination for a week now. He's been trying to verify it.
I tried it. It was terrible, and he still keeps going.
Yours is the worst, Sergio.
I'm telling you, if I'm going to bring it whenever this guy comes to San Diego.
There you go, June.
I'm going to buy 3 double cheeseburgers and 3 McAfee's so we can all share it. How's that?
Here's what I'll do.
Just buy one of each. We'll share that.
One of each. We'll just.
Yeah, we only need to get one McAfee because I'm gonna take a spit it out because it's gonna taste like fucking bat urine.
Very specific flavor, by the way. You can't get that in just any boba shop.
All right, my vote is Sergio's is the worst. Mine is obviously the best. Kyle's in second place.
No.
I would agree with that list. Sergio loses.
Mine's the best.
Yeah, fuck Sergio you, loses.
Fuck you, too. You guys do not appreciate good combos.
You probably picked the most
That's
basic
not a
thing.
Good combo.
Because this is junk food. You're not supposed to, like, go fucking.
I don't care. I smoke a lot of weed. I think everybody knows that. There is not enough weed in the world to make that taste good.
That's have you true, had it? Sergio. Have you had it?
That's what fucking people who sleep on park benches and fucking pigeons would fight over that in the street. That's how bad that meal is.
What are you talking? Look at
the stray dogs wouldn't. The stray dogs would leave it.
Only for the pigeons. Yeah. Leave it for the pigeons. Somebody spilled coffee on this cheeseburger?
You guys have never had it. You guys need to have it first.
Why? This food is not up to snuff with my standards.
Are you taking a bite and then washing it down with the fucking coffee? Yours is the worst.
It's not like a system. You just bite, take a bite and drink whenever you want.
Yours is the worst.
I have a hard time eating a burger with like a milkshake.
Yeah.
And this dude's washing it down with coffee.
Yeah, well, it's like separation of church coffee. And state, man.
It's vanilla McAfee.
Okay. This is the vanilla McAfee. There we go.
What are the other options?
Options for what? Oh, and the McAfee? I don't know.
Yeah.
I always got the vanilla. So
the vanilla.
That's just vanilla.
Oh, you know what? There is a caramel one, but that one tastes like ass. So
who? Oh, the caramel one?
Yeah,
I think that's the one I got because it tastes like ass.
The vanilla. I got the exact same order that Sergio told me to get for the McAfee. It's like, oh, it's the best. And then Ryan co-signed it. He's like, oh yeah,
exactly.
I'm like, okay, that's two people.
But yeah, that's a good end of the story.
Let me go try this. I get there. Order this shitty fucking coffee drink. It is literally the worst piece of shit I've ever tasted.
You didn't order it right.
And then you send out the message saying the McAfee is terrible, and Ryan goes, yeah, I probably only like it because I ordered it black.
I was like, wait, what? You go sign this motherfucker. I spent, I don't know, $1.50 whenever I had this bitch cost. I want my $1.50 back. You owe me $1.50, motherfucker, because that was garbage.
No.
Did you Venmo Scott $1.50?
You did this because you wanted to taste it. So this is your fucking fault.
No, you fucking said you got to try it, man. You drink coffee,
man.
You
sold it as the best thing ever made.
Yeah, because it's fucking amazing. The fact that you don't like it because your palate is shit, it's not my fault.
When somebody asks you, hey, let's go get... Nobody says, let's go get a McAfee. They usually say, let's go to Starbucks.
Coffee game at McDonald's.
More money.
Yeah, because there was no Starbucks or anything like that close to my house. I wasn't going to drive 10 fucking minutes to get coffee. That was a close thing. It was
like
good.
Watered down, fucking just burnt tea. It didn't even taste like
burnt
coffee.
Tea.
Yeah, it's like you're chewing the tea bag after you brew the tea.
It was terrible. It was horrible. Vanilla flavor they use, it's the worst.
Yeah, but those hammers, man, they make you come back for coffee.
What hammers? Oh, the girl.
They made you come back for coffee.
They just got dropped in from outer space. But those hammers, though, bro.
Those hammers bring you back for more.
No free tech, nothing.
And I was like,
God damn it.
I don't need the specials. Just give me coffee. Let me see them.
I don't even know. This is just ridiculous. I think we've all decided that Sergio's is the worst.
Yep.
Yep. Kyle's, okay. I'm going to go with Kyle being second best.
First best,
obviously.
Wait, Scott, second. But you can't compare one of them is dessert and the other one's actual food.
So Scott and I both win. That is fantastic. Wow.
There's no winners here.
That is badass.
You guys are terrible.
You lost. You're the worst.
I don't care. I like it. I
don't care.
Really like
second. As long as Sergio lost, I'm fine.
Of course.
People they give that meal to people who go to jail and to people who have just been lobotomized.
So you
and both of those people turn it down.
And they're like, oh, this again? Ah, oh, fuck that.
If I ever go to the electric chair, I'm getting a McAfee and a McDouble as my last meal.
That is
they're gonna laugh at you like, oh, this is all he's got? That's what he wants? They're gonna feel bad for you and probably pardon you and fucking like let him think about it, man.
Oh man, he's obviously insane. Why are we killing this guy? We can't get him the help he needs.
Insane person. Yeah, that's bad, dude. That's the
You should feel really
I didn't
bad.
Think it was gonna be that bad. I felt like a McAfee would be in there, but I thought you would say like a breakfast sandwich or something.
I dabble on other things. I really like Like, I really like the ultimate cheeseburger from Jack in the Box. I think it's fucking bomb. But my favorite is the McDouble.
The McDouble.
McDouble.
McDouble at McDonald's.
See, I thought for sure Sergio was going to say something.
The McAfee, the McDouble at McDonald's.
Like a little taco shop in Tijuana that no one's ever fucking heard of or seen. But he goes, yeah, but there's a drive-thru, so it counts. Hey, hey.
Wow. Yeah, this was not disappointing in how bad your choice was. Like I thought,
I don't think it's a bad choice. I don't think it's a bad choice.
It's the worst. It's literally the worst choice.
You lost, man.
Yeah, that's bad.
Who's deciding this?
$700 each.
Oh shit. Big prize pool every week.
Yeah, we're doing a big prize here. Did you not read my email?
What email? No damn signing.
I went straight to your junk.
I didn't send no damn email there, boy.
Brenda signed it for you.
Your agent.
Your agent.
Yeah, my agent. No.
All right, well, good. I guess, you know, in the meantime, we'll come up with a nice new topic for next week.
Yep, yep. Follow our Twitter and Facebook and Instagram.
All of them.
We don't have one yet, but it'll be fine.
You'll find it.
I'm sure we'll come up with something fun.
You'll find it.
We'll be on Apple Music, Spotify, and some other trash.
Whatever you use, it'll be there.
First view get or first listen gets an autographed fucking picture of Sergio.
You know what? Hold on. If anybody actually listens to this and they get a fucking McDouble and a McAfee and they love it, both of you motherfuckers owe me money.
If somebody listens to this and gets a McDouble and a McAfee, I'll buy it. I'll pay for it. And they tell just send me the receipt. I'll fucking send you the money. I'll send you a fucking check, money order, whatever the fuck you want.
A check? What are you, like 78? Who sends checks anymore? Grandpa Scott, send me a check for $8.
$11. I feel like our target audience is going to be in that. I feel like our target audience is going to be.
Goes to the bank to deposit checks. 75-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good age.
People who still use coupons.
So your age.
I hope somebody goes and gets this and tells me that they love it. Because I know.
Nobody's going to say that. This is garbage.
You don't know this.
And Scott's going to have to pay for it.
And I'm going to have to pay for it. But hey, it's fine.
Nobody told you to offer this. I'm just saying. I'm giving people the opportunity to taste this and be happy.
Because it's gonna be worth their review of like, yeah, that guy's a fucking idiot.
Wait, is that how you pick up women, Sergio? I'm giving you the opportunity to taste this and be happy.
you can regret this tomorrow, you can regret this tomorrow, but today it's about being happy, baby.
The McCafe.
Doing you a favor.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Sergio's just taking the same mentality to his love life that he does with the McDouble and the McCafe.
You can think about however you want.
Why not? Let's give it a try.
Why not? That's I'll eat a cheeseburger with a nice cold coffee. Why not? Everything once, right?
I keep forgetting it's on ice. That's even worse.
It is on ice.
Oh. Yeah, it's cold brew.
Yep. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, yes, it is.
You know what McDonald's cold brew is? They brew a hot cup of coffee and they pour it on ice.
There's coffee from 3 days ago they put in the fucking walk-in. Like, oh, we still got that coffee?
It's 33 degrees, so it doesn't freeze.
This McAfee, he keeps saying. It's back. Get Sergio. That coffee out of the fridge.
Sergio's back. Give it to him.
Cold brew. We told him it was cold brew. Uh-oh.
Jesus Christ, again?
Sirens, baby. Must be fire season around here. Chicago Fire.
Like the helicopter was flying over my neighborhood yelling something about calling 911, but I stopped paying attention. I just closed the window.
The good thing is you guys are scared of coming to Mexico because of shit like that is happening right outside Scott's door.
Yeah. The difference, I'm a high up. I'm up.
He lives on the top of a garage, remember?
And I'm also in the hills of the hood.
What does that mean?
It means hills. I'm up high in the hood.
They can't climb hills.
Didn't you ever see Blood In, Blood Out? They went over to the hills and beat the shit out of the guys and killed
them. That was back in the fucking 80s, though.
That was different.
Yeah, I mean, people can't go up anymore.
They forgot to stop climbing hills in the last 30 years.
They don't have that drive anymore, man. They don't fucking... They're lazy now.
The drive. The drive to climb a hill.
Yeah. To commit a crime? Yeah.
I mean... I guess it depends on how much you want to commit that crime.
Yeah. There's nothing. Not getting anything from me. You get this
mic. What the hell did you just say? Oh, that little lamp behind you. That's cool.
That's from India.
Why do you have a lamp from India?
Got it on my travels.
You've never been to India.
Yeah, dude, you never left
the swap meet.
It was at the swap meet. but he said it was from India.
You traveled to the swap meet and you got a fucking lamp, and now you're saying you traveled to India.
Yeah, well, it's like you become what you own. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you became Indian.
Been there, so I've been there.
No, what?
So you've been you're Indian.
No, I'm still.
You said you become what you own.
Well, like in the sense of like it's been to India, so I've been there.
Well, I mean, I mean, if you look at Scott's hair and beard, he looks like a bouncer at an Indian club.
Going on like Palestinian.
I think that's more accurate. Yeah, Palestinian club
or Armenian, where they're all wearing the track suits
or Samoan
and gold chains.
I think Samoan sticks. All right. Anyways, this is well over an hour. I feel like we've gone way past what we should have, but we just had so much Sergio anger we had to get through.
I'm not done. I'm not done.
He's not done.
I'm not done. You guys are fucking stupid. Anyway,
we'll see. Because when we get that online poll going on our Twitter,
is that McAfee trash?
We'll see. Hey, we'll let the people decide.
I mean, Scott might be.
I guarantee you're gonna lose
$6 out.
I'll buy a fucking round of shots and beers if I'm wrong. But I'm lucky.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Fair enough.